Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another day. And I pray everyone's doing well out there this day. And I just wanted to get on here and talk a little about what we're doing here, what we are, and where we're going, because I want people to understand. You know, we all think we have a wonderful life out there and everything's great. Some people don't think they have a good life, and some people are extremely depressed in life. But remember, with Yah, our wonderful creator, our Elohim, we are El Shaddai. We have everything. But without Him, regardless of what we think, we're nothing. We're nothing without Him. We need Him in our lives. And people need to remember that. So I ask you this day, regardless of what you're going through and what's happening in your life, do you have a relationship with our Creator? Now, some of you out there might listen to this and say, you don't believe in a Creator. You believe in evolution. Some of you might be out there and think or say you don't agree with the organized religions out there or the belief systems out there. And many of you have a mixed bag of what you believe and what you want to believe. And I understand, because there is confusion out there and there's a lot of unanswered questions, and human wisdom cannot even come close to understanding the things of the creation, of the beginning of time, and how things happen and why things happen. And it's okay to question these things from a viewpoint of to try to figure it out so we could be better, we could do better, and we could feel better. But to question and doubt the gifts and the wonderful things that our Creator wants for us, to decide and make a decision that we want to be separate from Him. You know, there are some people that would suggest that hell is not just some fiery pit with some cartoon character and a pitchfork, but hell is living life separate from our Creator. Hell is spending eternity separate from our Creator. And if that's hell, then heaven would be in close relationship with Him. So regardless where we are, what we're doing, and what we're going through, we can be assured that we have somebody with us and we're never alone. Without Yah, there's nothing. And we are nothing. We need Him in our lives. We must fully have faith and depend and believe who He is and what He says He's going to do. I grew up in New York City, well, actually Brooklyn, New York, and I was, without understanding anything to do with organized religion, an atheist. Somebody that purely believed in science and evolution and nothing beyond that. And I never gave much thought to it. Until when I was 19 years old, I was diagnosed with a deadly illness. And something started to change. I started to become more hopeful that there was more to life than just our physical existence. I started to become hopeful as I started to think of the possibility of living a life in sickness and death, that I could have some encouragement somehow. And I definitely started to question the question of life after death and eternity. I didn't want my atheist belief to depress me into thinking, if my body stops working, I stop existing. I didn't want that anymore. There was no hope when you're sick with a thinking like that. So I needed more. I needed something else. And I didn't know who I was praying to. I don't know what I was thinking. This whole world was new to me, because when I grew up, my parents let me make my own decisions about my so-called spiritual beliefs and what I wanted to do. But when I got sick, something changed. And they say sometimes sickness is a great motivator to seek health. Well, sickness is a great motivator to seek everything. When your life is on the line, you want to believe in eternity. You want to believe that there's more out there than just the physical human science existence of your body. You want to stop believing in this evolution with an ending, and you want to believe in creation with a never ending. And that's where I was. And it took a deadly illness to get me to that point. So I started to explore. And as I started to explore, I opened my mind up to believe things I didn't understand or didn't see. As I started to open up my mind and my heart, I started to experience things I've never experienced before. And I got to a point where I accepted everything in terms of so-called belief systems out there. But within all those different belief systems, I felt I had the liberty to pick and choose the things I liked and to ignore the things I didn't like. So I put them all together in one big bag, and all the things that sounded good to me at that time, I started to accept and implore in my life. And the things that I didn't get or didn't want to understand or had issues with, I avoided. So I went from believing nothing to believe everything that I felt was right and good. And as I was getting sick and applying these things in my life, it gave me some sort of comfort knowing when my physical existence ends in this body, there's more to it. There's more to it. But I didn't know what more. And as my illness was being healed, I started to experience emotional discomfort because I was living a life of what I thought was best and what I wanted to be best for my system of belief, understandings of things beyond our own understanding in the spiritual world. So I went from having a physical disease to an emotional discomfort. I did not want to trade anything. I wanted to be cured of everything. So I continued to look. I continued to ask, and I continued to seek. And I started to read and learn. And then somebody gave me the Bible. And they told me, this is the best health book ever written. It'll heal you physically. It'll heal you emotionally. It'll help you spiritually on every level. And I rejected it because it was a one worldview. It was a one idea. It was one way of thinking. What about all the things I liked that said that's not going to be good enough? So I rejected it. But then I finally read it. And I saw I can have none of the answers that I wanted, the long-term understanding and relationship with our Creator, until I stopped putting it all together and just doing what felt good to me and what felt right to me in my human understanding. And I started trusting in the one who said he was the son of our wonderful creator. And as I researched and read these things, and I saw what it said, how could I continue to resist? John 15, verses 4 and 5 is a scripture in the Bible that says, remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can be nothing. You can do nothing. I wanted to do everything. I wanted this. I wanted to believe this. And then I read John 5:19 that says, I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. And then John 1:3 says, Yah created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. As I realized this, and I saw the things that Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, was doing. bringing people back from the dead, bring himself back from the dead, and did the research and found out that this wasn't some fairy tale. This was history. And the artifacts that were found that confirmed the story of the Bible to be true, 100% true. And the accuracy of the place in the Bible and where the place were found here today in Israel. And to understand the stories from way back then. And then to meet and talk to people who had miraculous healings today. Today. The blind are seeing. The deaf are hearing. The crippled are walking. Today. Not only back then, but today. And I wanted to that. I wanted to be healed physically. I wanted to be healed emotionally. So I invited Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, into my heart. And wow. Wow. Emotionally, the discomfort went away. Physically, I knew I was healed and sealed. And then spiritually, I felt something I never felt before. I continued to read, continued to study, and continued to look at these things. And then I saw those good things in my life that I was choosing to do for my health. Like the diet I was eating went right along with creation. The food that's grown, it says in Genesis 1:29, know the food for man is fruits and vegetables. Wow, he led me to this without me even knowing him. And that's where my healing came from. So I stopped worshiping the food and started worshiping in the creator of the food. I continued to read and realized that without him, I am nothing. With him, I am everything. And the gift that he offers for us to be part of him every single day. So if anyone out there is watching and is depressed, worried, fearful, suffering from disease, suffering from emotional discomfort, having thoughts of suicide, looking for drugs to comfort your pain, looking for alcohol to forget your sorrows, I tell you now, do it and understand it and accept it. Read the book of John in the scriptures, in the Bible. Understand who Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is. And watch things start to change in your life. And your feelings towards those things change. I know it's hard for many of you to believe, but I tell you, I came from an atheist background. I came from a New Age background after that. And nothing has given me what this belief and understanding and faith in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, has given me. And you could all have it. You could all have it. Jeremiah 10:23 is a book in the scriptures that says, I know, O Yah, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. There's no limit in your life on any level if you're in a relationship with our wonderful Creator. But if that relationship is not strong, if that relationship is non-existent, you are putting everything on yourself, all that pressure on yourself and everything. You are resisting the best helper out there that you can find. And our wonderful anointed Messiah, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. As he walks before us, he tells us, he confirms, as a parent who loves his child, he'll take care of us. He's our shelter. He's our rock. It's time to go beyond our own human wisdom and understanding and to trust and faith with him that we can do all things in him who strengthens us. It says in Deuteronomy 31 verse 8, it is Yah who goes before you. He will be with you. And he will not leave or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. How many of you today are listening or out there today that are living in fear about something? Something. Many of you are scared of dying. Many of you are scared of losing your man-made drug insurance. Many of you are scared of being homeless. Many of you are scared of many different things in the world today. But it says, when you have a relationship with our Creator, he walks before you and he directs your paths. If you don't know this or believe this, why don't you give it a try before denying it? It says in Genesis 1:27, Yah created man in his own image. In the image of Yah, he created him. Male and female, he created them. We need to understand the creation of our Creator. He had an intent when he created us, and he didn't just create us to leave us. He created us to take care of us and to be with us, and he wants to be with us. It says in Matthew 4:4, but he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of our Creator. That is the goal and the will of our Creator, that we would live by his words. And his words, thankfully, are preserved and given us today in the scriptures, the Bible. And we would stop seeking this physical nutrition, the bread alone, or the physical things, and we'd start trusting the spiritual things, that we need him in our lives, that he can save us. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all the things will be added to you. How many of you are seeking first? How many of you are putting this first in your lives this day? This is a very important thing to understand. It says in the scriptures in Genesis 6, verse 3, for if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. It also says in the Bible, there's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. But our Creator says, know the plans I have for you. And they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you hope. Do you want to seek your own way that ends in death? Or do you want that future and that hope that comes with knowing our wonderful Creator? Create her, created us for a reason, with a purpose. May our thinking change out there today. May we let go of the struggles of this world in our minds. And may we start trusting in him. Trusting in him. And for all of you that want to comment out there and suggest and try to explain away, well, this can't be true. Well, this never happened. Well, this is... Look, read the Bible and apply the information before you start saying things like this. And I understand where you're at, because I did that. I did that for many years. I understand the rejection. I understand the human wisdom and the thinking of that's impossible. That can't happen and that can't be. But you know what? Now, as I'm older and I look around and I see my friends and my family that have rejected that information and continue to reject that information, I see people that are depressed, sad, and lost. In the dark, not satisfied with life, not happy. And those that think they are have some sort of backing like alcohol or drugs, which gives them a false sense of security that ends. And then they need to take more and more and more of that, just digging their hole deeper and deeper and getting themselves into darker and darker places. But those that I know now that have that relationship with him, our wonderful Creator, our wonderful Messiah, they have a certain peace and shalom about them. You know, as I see man that doesn't have that relationship with him, their relationship, that close relationship with him, as they get older, their life gets more worse, darker. They have more sicknesses, more diseases, more emotional discomfort, more worries, more fears, more problems. But those that have that relationship with our wonderful Creator, the opposite happens. As they get older, closer to the so-called human death, they're not getting nervous. They're more at joy and more at peace, knowing their body's not coming to an end of existence, but trusting they're going to spend eternity with our Creator. And it's a beautiful feeling, a comforting feeling, a thing I pray and wish we all would understand and trust. So as the years go by and we get older, instead of spending our lives watching the news and living in fear on television, and let somebody else tell us a vision, we'll pick up the words of our Creator and start reading them and creating the vision that our Creator wanted us to have in life, the vision of hope, not despair. We all have that opportunity. I would suggest to anyone right now, if you sit and watch the nightly news in your house, the same time you take watching the news, put into reading the Word. Most houses out there have a Bible collecting dust. Collecting dust. The treasure, the words of our Creator, the things that could save you from everything. some medical doctor can give you a prescription, and with joy, you'll go to the pharmacy to pick up that prescription. You'll take out that medicine because you think that medicine is going to take away your pain and heal you. While you're ignoring the prescription of our Creator, His holy word, the Bible that tells us how not to just have a temporary relief from some symptoms, but a complete relief from all of the worries and fears of this world. We all have this opportunity. We all have to trust that He will provide for us. But we have to do the first thing by trusting and believing. It's on us to trust and believe. And how many of you are ready and willing to do that? That's your choice. There's no thing that I'm not ready. It's a choice. It says many are called, but few are chosen. And the idea behind that is many are called, but few choose. And how many of you are ready to choose a relationship with our Creator this day that He has made, that He has made, that we would rejoice and be glad in it? I know it's hard out there. I know people are going through things out there. But when I hear things like, oh, times are harder than ever and people are going through worse things more than ever before. No, they're not. They're not. Things might be exposed more than ever before. The timing now might reveal things more than ever before. But people have always been going through stuff. And time has proven the only way they survive. The only way they're victorious. The only way they could have that everlasting peace is when they think about people in the scriptures, like King David wrote Psalms 119, to let Yah take vengeance on the people and to understand what true justice means, what His justice means. We can't do this without Him. We can't do it without Him. So my question to you today is, where is your spiritual life? Where is your spiritual life? And the scriptures say the pride comes before a fall. Those that think they can do this without our Creator. Those that think they could live their life without Him, they're just adding stuff on top of their shoulders, and one day they're going to be crushed. But with pride, you say and think, oh, I don't need Him in my life, or I believe in this other belief system, or all this I've been doing has been working fine, so I don't need to change in any area. That's pride, and I trust the word that pride comes before a fall. Humility is trusting and believing. And somebody might question, well, why should we believe in this path? Why should we believe in this way when there are so many ways out there that seem right? There are some ways that even seem more popular. Well, what's popular is not always right, and what's right is not always popular. Why? Because Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, can offer you something that none of them can offer you. An eternity of everlasting peace and shalom. None of them can ever offer you that. And if we look back on the history of it, no one in history has ever accomplished what He has accomplished. He is, in fact, the Son of the Father who can bless us and heal us and restore us. For all of you out there that think there's another way or a different path or even a better way, think about your life. Are you completely satisfied where you are? And I'm not talking about how much money you have in a bank or how big your house is. Your daily peace. What you do for a living every single day. Where you're going and what you're speaking about and what you're watching. Are you completely satisfied when you've gotten to a place where I know what I need to know and who I need to know? Or do you think you could reach for something higher? Do you think you could achieve something better? I think you can. If you don't believe in Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, now is the time to ask Him. Ask Him. Some of you have never prayed, and some of you have prayed the wrong things. But ask Him. Ask a wonderful Creator to reveal to you the things that I'm telling you here today. Ask Him to lead you where to read the scriptures. Ask Him to open your heart. Ask Him to open your heart and help you to understand the things you haven't understood. Ask Him to trust the things you don't understand. They say real faith is without seeing. Ask Him for that faith, that comfort, that emotional peace. It's not fun knowing these things and knowing there are loved ones out there that aren't willing to even ask. I'm not trying to convince you of anything here today. I'm trying to suggest that you be open to the possibility of a better life and asking our Creator to show you the way. If this is true, if anything I'm saying is true, ask Him to reveal it to you and show you. This is a scripture in the Word that says, if you ask, you shall receive. If you knock, the door shall be opened. How many of you are willing to have that open door and to receive? It says in Philippians 2:13, for it is Yah who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. The bottom line is, folks, no matter what you think, no matter what you want to believe, we're nothing without our Creator, and we're everything with Him. We're nothing without Him, and we're everything with Him. Now, you have that choice or decision to make. Before I told you this, you might not have heard any of these things before, and maybe you've heard them, and it just wasn't explained to you the way I'm explaining it to you. But now you're hearing it this way. I invite anyone to try to comment or question something I said, but I also want to implore you to open up those Bibles that are collecting dust in your house. I implore you, if you've been reading the Bible, to start reading it with a different intent, maybe, to read it with the idea of to knowing this truth, so all fear would go away, and we could have that peace and comfort and emotional joy, the joy that He wants us to experience every day of our life. Not just during the times of good news, but even the times of bad news. Because we'll have that peace and that comfort. You know, the word hallelujah means praise Yah. Yah is the name of our Creator. That we would praise Him. Hallelujah for this blessed day that He has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. My life is completely different now than it once was. Completely different. Physically, I'm healthy. But even if I didn't have my physical capabilities, I'd be at peace and shalom because I got a relation with my Creator. And I'd rather have that than anything. He's blessed me with emotional peace and comfort. Whenever I follow Him, I'm at a certain place and nothing can bring me down. It's only when your eyes are not focused on Him that you start to worry about the world. And there's a story in the scriptures about a man that was walking on water, standing on water, and he was looking at our Messiah, and he was focused on Him, and then he started to look away and he started to sink because his faith started to doubt. Don't doubt this, folks. Embrace this. Hallelujah. And my prayers for my loved ones out there, my friends out there, and people that don't know this, that they would come to know this truth. And they would feel the emotional peace and joy. Now, I know some of you might try to contact me and say, you know, that's your path and that's for you and that's what you chose, but we're doing just fine and great and everything else. I understand. I left nothing uncovered when I went from being an atheist to agnostic and acknowledging that there's more out there. I've seen and experienced all those popular belief systems out there. And nothing has come close to having a relationship with our wonderful Creator and reading His holy word and applying it to my life. And I want to share this with you because you can have that as well. You're welcome to contact me if you have questions. You're welcome to comment to me if you have comments. But I'm just sharing this truth with you because I know what it's done for me and I know what it could do for you. Until then, everybody have a blessed day. May our Creator be with you this day and always. And thank you for listening and considering these things. Hallelujah.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center, providing housing for the working class homeless.